Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. This interview is brought to you by Burn Up Coaching, the 21-Day Challenge. If you're an entrepreneur, high achiever, and you want that daily accountability to achieve your highest goals, if you want to get clear on your vision for your life, break it down into bite-sized steps, if you want to get clear on your values, if you want to dial in your morning and nighttime routines, your habits, so that you can truly step into your self-love, self-worth, and self-power, then the 21-Day Challenge is just for you. How you can get into it is send me a message, and we'll see if it's a great fit for you. Just send me a message on Facebook or Chris at beyourgps.com. Looking forward to talking to you about your 21-day challenge. Next up is the iTunes review of the week. And this iTunes review of the week, guess who it's by? Cynthia Sundance. And Cynthia says, Chris Burns goes deep for you. Yes, I do. Chris Burns' sincere and authentic interviewing style is awesome for both his tribe and his guests. He makes sure each deep, juicy conversation is full of enticing insights, stories, tips, and ideas. Thanks, Chris, for showing up, highlighting your guests, and guiding your tribe, because it takes a village for each of us to get up each day and share our gifts as entrepreneurs. We all resonate with different folks. We appreciate your dedication. Thanks so much, Cynthia. And if you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes, and you can give us a review there or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes store. Thanks so much in advance for doing that. Next, we're going to be reading the awesome introduction. I love that. It was like a remix there. I love it. Okay, so Katie's going to come on, and she's going to come on in a minute here. Before she comes on, though, before I read this intro, make sure you have a pen and paper handy, because this woman is absolutely a powerhouse. She's so self-expressed, so owns who she is, her truth, and what she's creating in the world. And if you want to step into your personal power, I highly recommend you get a pen and paper handy, because one idea has the power to change the rest of your life. So get ready for that idea, get ready for that gold, because Katie Pasternak is coming up here in just a second. She is a women's leadership coach who helps activate female entrepreneurs into new levels of leadership so they can create businesses and lives that turn their soul on. Through intuitive development, quantum physics, hypnotherapy, neuroscience, and esoteric foundations, she offers women an integrated experience that will allow their highest selves to truly land in their bodies to manifest their visions with grace and flow, not force and rigidity. With one foot in soul and one foot in swagger, Katie provides strategy and support to stretch women out of their comfort zones so they can earn more, love deeper, and experience magic on the reg, on the regular for all you older generation people, through her private mentorship, mastermind programs, iTunes podcast, and YouTube channel. Katie is inspiring women to take messy and sexy action every day so they can amp up their growth game while having fun doing it. And we're absolutely blessed to have her here today. Katie, are you ready to rock the house, superstar?
I'm so ready.
She's so ready! I love it. Awesome. You're now live on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Thanks so much for being here. We're going to dive in. We're going to have so much fun in this epic interview. We're going to be talking about influence. We're going to be hearing about your journey and your story so much. But first off, you know, just thanks for being here. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So let's dive into the first question, which is based on the theme of the day, which is how to increase your influence. So Katie, we'd love to hear what your definition of influence is, and then your overall perspective of how to increase your influence.
Yes. Love that question. So for me, influence and leadership kind of go hand in hand, in that like leaders are people that are, that other people feel safe following, and influence is the same thing. So for me, safety is important. Even though that's like the unsexy answer, like safety is important. We need to feel safe with the people that we're being influenced by. In that, we need to be completely authentic. I feel people that are not authentic all the way will never have real influence, because there's always this intuitive thing within other people that they're like, you're trying to sell me something. You're not all the way real. I don't really believe you. So being authentic is the key to influence, and really being a leader in your life and being open about everything that's going on for you. And that could be in any business or industry, but being just really honest with everything so people know that they can trust you, that you're like real. So yeah, I'd say authenticity.
That's powerful. I think it's so true, because if you want to be a leader, you have to be congruent, because if you're not congruent, if you're not authentic, if you're not being that aligned influence in someone's life, then they're going to detect it. They're going to be aware of it, and they're going to say, hey, you know, there's something missing here. There's something that's not quite right. And for whatever reason, their subconscious mind will say, that's not where I want to be. This isn't the person that I want to be led by. It's not the person I want to be around. Or they'll make up excuses or whatever else it might be to disassociate. But I think that's so powerful to get into alignment and be authentic so that we can have that influence with other people.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So Katie, tell us a little bit more about you. I read your intro. You're kicking butt and empowering these women to step into their sexy and their swagger and their soul all at the same time. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. Thank you for reading that intro too. It felt so good when you were reading. I was like, good. So it's so difficult to put the work into words, but that did a really good job to understand that I am a lot about empowerment and personal leadership and like women creating businesses and doing all these things. But at the root, it's deep spiritual and soul work in my space. And I'm really coming more into helping leaders get aligned through this like ascension process into who they're meant to be, and really using everything that we can be using to become superhumans. Because we have all these powers within us. Like, it's just crazy. Like, you know, we think about like, oh, like meditation or visualization, it's just like this thing. It's like, hold up. Do you even understand like what kind of world we're like crossing into? Like what new dimensionality is going to exist? Like, so it's training people to access those powers and staying in congruence with themselves and really ensuring that they're in complete alignment with what makes them happy. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. So amazing. I'm so excited to dive into this conversation. Well, you said superhuman. I'm like, yes, yes, let's go. So before we get into that and dive into that whole world, let's go back into your journey about how you got to where we are today. What made you want to become a women's leadership coach? What made you become aware of this process of ascension and want to guide other people through it? Let's go back in your journey about those key pivotal moments that shaped who you are today.
Yeah, so I got into the industry and the work through an eating disorder and through hating myself, essentially. So it was rock bottom, depression, anxiety, craziness. And I was really just struggling to make change. And so when I came to this space of personal growth, it was like, oh my God, I can change myself. I can like change all these things about me, and I can do like, I could stop having all these negative behaviors that are sabotaging me and all that. And that led me to meditation. That was like a key thing that I discovered through like, you know, just reading a lot of books on change. And I was really fascinated with the science of everything because I didn't have a lot of spiritual foundations at that time. So I started really studying like Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, getting really into that space. And I was like, whoa, I can access these different states and rewire my brain. That made sense to me. So I started going really deep into like my meditation practice. And over time, through entering that space, I was like entering another field of existence that totally rocked my world. I was like, what am I? I'm doing so much more than changing my self-image. You know what I mean? Or like, it just got really crazy and intense. And it was kind of like that led to natural vibrational rising and spiritual ascension and just new things coming in. And I used all that work to really manifest things that I wanted. And I started seeing that happening so quickly that it was like, what is going on? Like, this is just crazy. So I just became so passionate about it because it was working so effectively. So that led me into coaching. And then as I started coaching, I noticed that everyone was just applauding authenticity and leadership within me, because they're like, how do you just be so expressed and just create all this and do all this? And I'm like, well, clearly we need to work on this with people too. So that kind of brought more about like the leadership and people really owning their power. So yeah, it's been a little mixture of science bridging spirituality, bridging leadership.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it. I want to go back into like when you were first getting a grasp on this meditation thing. What was it like for you? What were your thoughts about it when you first discovered it? And like you mentioned, you were curious. You wanted to know about the science about it. Like, what were some of the you know skeptical thoughts that you had about entering into this new kind of field, uncharted territory for yourself?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I didn't really know what. Like what, like a quantum, like what the quantum field was, what like crossing dimensions was, like no idea. I thought meditation was about mindfulness. Mm. And at the time I was like unworking like patterns with food. So I was like, okay, meditation is helping me slow down when I'm doing this and it's rewiring things and I can create a vision and somehow that's going to change some things. I was not thinking about the greater picture whatsoever. It honestly wasn't until I started to enter those states where I was like, whoa, like, what is this? And it just started, just like you get to that place. And, you know, I've done a lot of research into meditation and creating like tracks and hypnosises and things to get people to this state that takes a long time to get to. But it's like, once you cross that state, there's no going back. It's like your reality is shattered and it's beautiful. So
So did you like, was it synchronicities? Did you start seeing like synchronicities in like manifestation or like you were once stuck with like certain problems that, you know, you couldn't figure out, you couldn't get your head around. And then all of a sudden, like you started doing these exercises, meditating, visualizing, rewiring your brain, and you started seeing evidence of it in reality? Or like, what was the sign that you were progressing, that you were evolving?
Totally. For me, honestly, it was the way that I was feeling and viewing myself.
Yeah.
At the time, I had so much judgment and hatred towards myself. And the more that I was doing this work, I just noticed how much more connected I felt, how much happier I felt, like how much more it was like, it just kind of happened. This whole evolutionary process was just like, I can't stop this. Even though I was reading all the things, it was more of like this vibrational thing. So I knew it was making me feel really good. It was definitely changing my behaviors with food that I wanted to change at the time. Increased self-love, increased confidence. That was all great. Those things were a little bit less tangible. But when I started to apply all this to building my business, once I actually got like, being like, oh, I can do this to manifest money and clients. That's when things became like, whoa. Mm. Like, I literally just created that. It just happened. Like, amazing. Wow. So then it started to get like real like social proof.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So can you go into some basics of like, how do we start manifesting these things and rewiring it? I mean, we've kind of touched on it, hypnosis, certain visualizations and stuff like that. But I'm just curious, like, how can our audience start really applying these techniques and principles that you were learning so that they can benefit in their own lives?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to understand that you're going to be on a journey and that you're not going to be good at it in the beginning. Mm. No one is good at meditation in the beginning. It's taken me so long to even get to different states, but to really like sign on for that journey and to be like, I want to learn. Yeah. So the issue that I see in people is when they try to meditate and do visualization work is they're not getting to a deep enough state to actually feel into that. Mm. Because they're so anchored into the current belief system. So they might try to like, you know, just chill for 10 minutes, visualize myself being rich. Okay, that kind of feels good, but I don't really believe it. That's not, I mean, that might give you a little like, you know, like a little pep talk in the morning. But it's not adjusting your frequency at the level that we need to in order to attract something. So when we go into deeper states of meditation and really working to get to that theta wave state or the quantum field, like whatever terminology you want to use, when you're not anchored to your body, you're not anchored to your limiting belief systems. You're like literally in, like I call it the womb of the universe. You're just like a little seed that you can plant whatever you want. And when you do that, you're able to get so much more involved and the frequency raises so high to the vision that you're creating. So I think it's about getting to a deep enough state. People do so many different things for that. Like my process has merged so much over the years. Like I like to open up with breath work a little bit. Then I'll go into some like mantra based meditation. And I'm kind of just on a ride. It takes like, for me, at least like 30 to 40 minutes before I'm at that state.
Wow.
And I feel that something is different. And I'm like, okay, now I'm here. So I think everyone has a different process and you can definitely, there's so many people that teach and train how to get to this state, but just know that it's fun and it's a journey and it might take you a little time to get there.
For people who say they don't have enough time, what do you say to them?
It's just like, okay. Okay. It's like, you don't want to create the life of your dreams in your bed? Fine. Like, it's really that, and the amount that I just think back now to how hard I used to work and how much of a high achiever I used to be. Like, I just got to get this done.
Yeah.
I literally, like, I tell my operations manager, I'm like, if I'm not meditating, I'm not doing anything. Because it's not going to even, it won't even work to the degree that I want it to work. So I think it's about changing our perception around inner work and understanding that that is work. Mm. Like, you doing that is more work than anything that you're doing on the physical plane. Mm. So I would say that.
That's powerful. And I love how you said it's work there. What's your relationship with work and play? Because, like, a lot of people say, oh, it's supposed to be fun and easy. And then there's also this other side of, like, it takes work. We recognize it takes work. So, you know, how do we approach that the best, would you say?
Yeah, I think there's stages for everyone. And we have to go through a period of working really hard to prove to ourselves that we're good and to get good at the thing that we're doing. Mm. Because in the beginning, it's going to feel awkward for everyone. Mm. You're like, if you're learning a new craft, if you're building a business, like, you're going to have to do a lot for sure. And a lot of that is just so you can trust yourself enough to let go a little bit. Mm. Because if you've never been a high performer, if you've never gotten results through your own action, you're going to have a difficult time being like, let's just flow into success, because you're not like on that vibrational level. Like, you don't have that embodied yet. When you have some success embodied and some proof of concept embodied, then you can just test the waters to be like, what would it look like if I didn't do that? If I didn't work this hard, if I allowed more play and flow into my experience, and you realize more and more that it's so much more about your vibration and your presence that creates everything. And then you get to really surrender into that space. But I think everyone's at a different stage in that process.
Yeah. It's powerful. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think it's so, like, the journey of evolution, right? Like, you have a different focus and a different kind of language, a different set of how you relate to the universe at different stages. For people who are in low vibration, they might have to, like, work their butt off to be able to get to that point of, hey, you know, like, I'm done with this struggle and this stress and all this, like, overwhelm, and now I'm ready to step into creating ease and flow, creating, you know, it all lining up perfectly, creating that, hey, it's not about working in the 3D, but rather it's about creating it in a higher dimension and then bringing that into the 3D through alignment and through visualization and meditation and different practices like that.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Love it, love it. So as far as, like, the women that you're coaching, what would you say are their biggest challenges, and how do you go about, like, addressing those and empowering them to be, you know, self-loving and self-fulfilled and great leaders and achievers and fulfilled women in the world?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I don't think it's just women. I think it's all people in general. And a lot of it is self-doubt and not understanding how to embody that energetic alignment. Because sometimes it's just so unconscious, we can't even see what we're doing that's out of alignment. So, you know, it falls to different spectrums. Sometimes people are way too feminine and they'll be just really unorganized and their emotions are just out of control and they're like living in victim mentality and they're disempowered, or they'll be all the way on the other side, like way too masculine, not actually tapped into their emotionality or their intuition at all, not allowing themselves to create because they're in this pattern of guilt and shame and I'm not good enough, that's creating that same effect in their life. So usually the masculine and feminine piece is something that I always look at to be like, where are you on this spectrum? And then the self-belief thing is something that all people need to usually challenge themselves to work through. And that will affect how they're being expressed in the world and that authenticity and just owning their power to create what they want.
Mm. So how do people tap into that authenticity and that self-worth, self-belief?
Yeah. For me, it's about inner child work always. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just like foundational, because it's all locked up in the subconscious. And so many people try to address things and imprint new things without cleaning up the software that's already there. Totally. So it's really about going back to be like, where is that wounding coming from? Mm-hmm. I love trance work. So it's usually like deep hypnosis to like clear out where that's coming from, or even just to start doing conscious state inner child work. So you form a deeper sense of compassion and love with yourself for those things. And then activating your soul power and really, like, you know, it's so funny going through all these years of work, I realize more and more, I'm like, if you're connected to source, like everything else doesn't matter. Like you're going to be confident, like you're going to be loving, you're going to be abundant, like everything is good, but you have to be connected to, and however that looks for people, if you're in alignment, if you're whatever, if you're in that flow state, that's when things get easier. And the more that we just learn how to harness that energetic power, those things become innate.
Yeah. And everyone has like different blocks that stop them from being connected to source, right? Different wounds, different, you know, we talked about the masculine and feminine. Some people might be super masculine. That's not causing them to be able to access to, you know, flow and surrender and ease. And some people might be too surrendered, too victim, too at ease with their feminine and not actually have the ambition and be, you know, taking massive action, so to speak, massive inspired action to be able to create the results that they want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. just a head nod. Yes. Love it. Awesome. So that's the, you know, I think the real thing that we get to dive into. What would you say is a great process of self-analysis to be able to understand what is our block? What is our weak point? Is there a way to self do it? Or would you say, I know you're a coach, so like for anyone who's listening, if this is resonating with you and you want to like really get that help and go deep and have the fast track, because I think coaching and mentorship and having someone who can lead you through it is the fast track. And for people who just want to like take the next step, like what is that? How do they self, become self-aware and self-analyze, which may be, you know, opposites. Analyzing might be more, you know, thinking, and then awareness might be more presence and heart-based, but like how do they become more aware or analyze of what is stopping them?
Yes, 100%. Love that. So there's so many different things. On the practical level, I'd say for people that are wondering where they are at in that spectrum of masculine and feminine, a really powerful question to ask yourself is like, am I struggling feeling joy or am I struggling getting results? And which one of those has a stronger charge for you? Whichever one, if it's the emotionality piece, there's a little bit too driven in the masculine spectrum of things, and you're not really tapped into that flow and that intuition and that grace. Mm. If you're not getting results, there's a lack of masculine structure and focus and drive and commitment that's there. So I think just having that framework to work with is really supportive for people. And also reminding ourselves that it's not just about what are we doing in our life? It's not like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm feminine, I'm doing this, I'm masculine. It's about embracing those archetypes within ourselves to be like, okay, I'm not getting results. So instead of just being like, I need to be taking more action, it's I need to have this like empowered masculine force within me that's like I tell my clients all the time, like, hey, babe, like, I got you. Like, you have such beautiful gifts. Like, I love you so much. Like, let's get that out there. And to just like build that archetype within self, because that'll change what we're doing naturally. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really powerful. And then also just like dropping into our intuition, our higher self in a state of meditation, or just journaling and asking, what do I need to know? What's a block I need to move through? And trusting that you do have all the answers for it. You're always going to get a response, and you get to have dialogue with those different elements of yourself. You know, sometimes I'll journal, like literally be here, like conscious Katie, then I'll move a chair and I'll be subconscious Katie. And then I'll move here and I'll be like high self Katie. And we're just having a party, like having dialogue. But so many new things come up when you allow yourself to just express new dimensions of yourself.
Wow. That's super, super cool. I love that. How you like, cause we can journal and, you know, just like journal and say, hey, you know, higher self, Chris, this is writing. And then, okay, it's back to, you know, 3D Chris writing right now. But I love how you change positions physically, change the body, change the direction, change the, you know, perspective of the 3D world so that you can access these different points of view and tell your body, hey, I'm standing in a new place. I'm this person now. So let's access that thought pattern, that belief pattern, that energy and presence so that we can get the wisdom from that. That's super powerful.
Yeah, it's so much more powerful. And you realize like just new things come in that you're like, whoa, like where did that come from? Like it came from you, from your body.
I love it. And you know, the self-doubt, it's like trusting ourselves. I think that's a lot of people's, you know, challenge is to learn to trust themselves, especially with the intuition. Would you say that these processes, you mentioned journaling, higher self, looking at if you're feeling joy, struggling to feel joy or struggling to produce results, like, would you say that those are the great go-tos for if you're not able to trust yourself, if you're not able to access intuition and like listen to that higher self?
Yeah, those are really great practices for like cleanup work. Mm. And then on the more like, I would say like reactive work. Mm-hmm. Proactive work to me is about just focusing on the soul power. Mm. Because everything else will clean itself up. I always say that about limiting beliefs too. It's like, who cares about your limiting beliefs? Like, Lily, who cares? If your desire is strong enough, you're gonna make a way out of no way.
Yeah.
So it's like when we're being intentional about getting that vision or what we want and doing those deeper states, like when that energy floods our system, there's no stopping us. Like you will literally move mountains with that. You might have a thought that's like, I can't do this, and it won't even matter because it can't really access you on that plane. So I think getting into the soul power and the vision and just focusing on what we're creating and making a practice out of that is more important than doing like, what are all my blocks? Because then you're going to find a million blocks. I mean, we all got them.
Right. Yeah. How do we know when it's time to stop, focusing on that past and the cleanup work and then to get into that proactive work? Because I mean, there's definitely a time and a place for cleaning that stuff up if we're not producing results, if we're not going where we want to go. And how do you know if there's like a way to detect or distinguish?
Yeah. You know what? It's tough. I think it's so individual, but what I will say just from, experience with people, I know so many women and men who have done so much healing work, like literally they'll be in breath work and this, and they do all the healing work in the world. And what they actually need is action.
Yeah.
And when you just challenge them to be like, just go do something, everything changes for them. Because then they took like that somatic step to be like, now I'm the kind of person who already moved through this. So if you've been someone who has done a lot of the interpersonal work and you're really diving deep into all of that, like just ask yourself, what would it look like for me to just take action today? And how does that make you feel? Mm. And then just gauge from that place. For people that never do the inner work, well, it's probably an opportunity for you to take a pause and just to see what's, but I don't believe in like rehashing the past without a reason. If it's manifesting in your life and you know you want to clean it up, do it. But I think action is usually the best medicine.
It's beautiful. In terms of like designing a vision, let's dive into that a bit and talk about like, what does it take to design a worthwhile, worthy vision, a dream, a something that is important enough, inspiring enough to take action on? Where do you start with that?
Yeah. So I think giving people permission to want what they want just because is really important. A lot of people, when they think about the vision, they're like, well, I need to be building schools in Africa and I need all this and it needs to be like saving my family and doing all this stuff. And when we're so far from that reality, it's so difficult to grasp onto that. And so oftentimes what people really want, it's like, all right, you want a multiple six-figure business and you want to be healthy and you want to be doing these things. Why isn't that enough for you? And when we really drop into that, people usually come up with like, well, I don't know if I'm worthy of that. Is it like enough for me to just want what I want? And so it's kind of like having that conversation with ourselves, just like, yeah, you get to want what you want. And that gets to be your vision right now. And that gets to be inspiring to you. So you can make that happen and then start to create that bigger vision from overflow, from the next step of being like, oh, it'd be really great to take my family on vacation. It'd be really great to do this charity. It'd be really great to impact this amount of people when you can actually feel into some belief around it. So that's usually my step in really just focusing on the emotionality of everything that we want to and dropping in and making sure that like we're not creating a vision from limiting programming. We're really dropping into like what's true for me.
Yeah, I know for me personally in my past, I would keep growing my vision of like what I wanted because like I felt like whatever I wanted wasn't enough. So I was like, okay, six figure, but I really want seven figures. Come on, let's be real. What, seven figures? Yeah. Is that really enough? Chris Burns, you're better than that. Come on, let's go. but it was coming from this place of scarcity and not enoughness and lack. And I was like, damn, you know, to see that programming running and just be like, cool, you know, that stuff, if it comes, great. And I'd be so happy with, like you said, you know, multiple six-figure business. Like, that's cool. That's like life-changing. That is, you know, giving us access to freedom, time freedom, more money freedom. So it's just like, it's interesting to be aware of what is driving what we want. It's so powerful.
Totally. And it feels terrible when you're not listening to the truth of that. Mm. And I've definitely found myself in that, like, you know, growing my business like very quickly. It was kind of like, well, this is your plan for, this is the seven figure map right here, boom, done. Mm. And I kept feeling like something was like off, but I knew I wanted that. I want this. And it got to the point where like spirit just like knocked me on my butt to be like, hey, did you forget what you really want? Like, did you forget why you're really doing this? And it kind of came to that position where it's like, get real aligned right now in like your soul path, because that's more important, at least like for me. And so it is like, we do have to be aware of that, especially when we're building a business, because it's so easy to get super hungry for money. But then we see other entrepreneurs that like have all the money in the world and they're completely misaligned and just totally disempowered, not happy, not healthy. So it's like, we gotta stay aware of that.
Yeah. And I love how you said, you know, our soul path, like, what is that? Because I think, I know for me, speaking about me, like, I thought about the money as like the goal. And then if I achieve the money, then of course, I'm going to be impacting so many people's lives. But if I start, you know, from the other side, and I say, hey, you know, who am I impacting? What's the impact I'm having in my community? What are, you know, my days like? What are events like? What are, you know, these communities like? I think that is the more important thing for me personally. I think everyone has their own drivers and motivators, but for me personally, I was like, you know, it's not really about the money. It's about like, who am I being? Who am I serving? Who do I get to hang out with? Do I get to, you know, do what I love, interviewing amazing people like Katie, or do I get to, you know, really step into my joy of learning about who I am and diving deeper into that and creating and waking up saying, man, this is my life. I created this. I'm so proud of myself, and like having a habit of doing that every day in a way of being that I'm so connected with me. That it's fun. It's fun to be alive. And I think that a lot of people can get caught up in the achievement and even achievement of evolution, even achievement of growth. Like, man, I want to grow myself to become the person who earns, you know, $100 million a year. Isn't that awesome? Well, yeah. And why?
Yes. Yes. So like, yes. Those sometimes drivers. The growth is like literally opting out of that path. Yeah. You know, sometimes the growth is realizing like, wait, this is more important to me, because it challenges all of our old programming, especially if we're high achievers. It like puts everything on blast, and for you to move through that and still have unconditional love for yourself and trust in your path, like that's growth. So yeah. Yeah.
So powerful. So as far as like trusting the path and getting more aligned with our soul, is there anything else that you'd recommend to really be aware of who we are as a soul being and like to know if we're operating out of that on a daily basis?
Yeah. I think intentionality is everything. Mm-hmm. And when we're doing spiritual practice of any type, like for me, it's definitely meditation, but I just ask a lot of questions and I listen. You know, it's really just about having that practice of listening, even if it's like, not just, well, what am I here to do? What is it? It's like, what message wants to come through me today? Mm. And then speaking to that, or like, what's the best move here? Like, what am I excited about right now? Like following the joy and the alignment in everyday moment. And just the more that we do that, we just embody soul. Mm. And when we make that the most important thing, at least for me in my life, everything is easy. It's literally so easy. It's done for you. You become magnetic. It's a done deal. But you have to be so devotional to yourself and to what wants to come through and get curious about learning who you are.
Yeah, that's huge. Like the learning, the being it, like curious, right? That curiosity. I know for me, I lost it for like a number of years, so to speak, or thought I lost it. I misplaced my self-awareness of curiosity, because I asked my parents like a really like strange question about physics, right? And I was like, I was driving in a car and there was cars coming the other way, and I said, hey, if we throw a baseball at a car coming at us, like what speed do, and they throw one too, what speed do the baseballs hit each other at? And my dad's like, Chris, don't you ever just like be quiet, because you know, we're on a long car ride. and in that moment, I made it mean that, oh, I'm not supposed to ask questions. I'm not supposed to be curious, mm-hmm. right? But I got to look into that and dive into that later on and say, man, that's totally not my truth to be quiet. And I'm not going to take on what was said in that moment as something personal about who I should be as a person. Like, I know what I value. I value curiosity. I value discovery and learning. So it like reignited my learning. But I think it's just so cool to look back and see those different events that happen and how they shape our lives and shape who we're being, so that we can learn about ourselves and show up as our greatest possible selves as superhumans. So I wanted to dive into that more about superhuman. And for you, like, what does that mean, the evolution into being superhuman, like being superhuman and becoming even more superhuman? Like, what does that mean to you? And like, how are you approaching that? How should we approach that?
Yeah. So I think it's about tuning into our innate gifts as humans. So going back to like things like manifestation and quantum, like this complete surrender, that took a lot for me to get to this point, to just like literally fall into my soul path. And like, it sounds fun. It's like, yeah, of course, be in your soul path. Like the amount of like, oh my God, the amount of like ego destruction that has to go on with that is just like terrible. But I've always been that person to opt in for it. Like to be like, all right, take me to the most difficult leadership training ever. Like, right? All right, let's go to medicine. Let's do it. Like, I've always been that person because I want it so bad. So I value that within myself. And I'd say that I'm proud of that. Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, Katie, I acknowledge you for really stepping up to the plate and to be that woman who's the leader, who's doing all these habits, who's curious about yourself, who's discovering who you really are, and like throwing yourself, quote unquote, into the fire of truth, in the fires of you know, burning away all the bullshit, you know, excess, the ego that doesn't serve you, the memories, the programming, anything that doesn't serve you, like, because you know this is your path. To be that light, to be that example, to be that role model and leader and influencer for these women, for people, and you know, just using all the technology of today with social media and podcasting. I really acknowledge you for stepping up, learning it, however steep the learning curves were, and for continuing to, you know, face head on the stuff that's going to continue to come to us, because we always have more and more levels to grow through. So, you know, for having that persistent, perseverant mindset, I really acknowledge you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I received that.
You're welcome. So wrapping up, final takeaways, final things that you want our audience definitely taking action on from this interview.
Meditate. I mean, dude.
Do it.
meditate. Do the work. Like, honestly, do the work. Whatever work is relevant for you, but just do the work and know that something is opening up for all of us right now. It's not just like some of us are like being implanted with a download. Like everyone is being guided to something right now. And if you've been lost or confused or I don't know what's next, there's a level of ego death that you need to put yourself through, and you need to surrender what you thought your life was going to be and what you think safety is, to just really tune into like what's true for me. So I just invite people to, like you were saying, burn away everything that's not true, and know that like it feels scary going into it, but then you feel the most freedom and alignment ever when you just like say no to everything that's out of alignment and just step into your power.
100%. I love it, Katie. And our audience is loving this too. How can they stay connected with you, and what do we want them to do next?
Yes. Oh, I'd say I'm on Instagram for the most part. So it's just at Katie Pasternak, and then my podcast too, Sex and Soul Radio. Those are pretty much the two places that I'm at the most.
Awesome. I love it. Katie, thank you so much for being on today. You're a brilliant light in the world, and I'm blessed to know you, and I'm super excited to see all the impact that you have moving forward, the self-discovery, the self-mastery that you create within yourself and the people around you, and I really, really am proud of you for what you're doing. So thanks so much for being on, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll see you soon, okay?
Bye.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in.
Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, BeYourGPS.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to BeYourGPS.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.